Leanne!
Damn, I've caught you at last.
Miss DeBotham Lancet.
You've been avoiding me.
I haven't.
I'm too ill to be chasing after my tenants in the middle of the night. I'm a very sick woman.
Yes.
Rent was due 10 days ago. I haven't received anything.
I'm just on my way to work.
Well, when will I get my money?
In a few weeks.
I'll be round tomorrow.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Miss DeBotham Lancet? Is that your BMW? I think somebody's trying to break in.
I work in an all-night cafe. I'm the washer-upper. If I'm spoken to, that is what I say because it is who I am. When I go home, I say to myself, the washer-upper is going home. When I wake up, I say to myself, the washer-upper is waking up. When I go for a walk, I see other people looking at me and saying in their heads, there is a washer-upper going for a walk. This cafe doesn't have a name. It's just called Cath. It is outside a coach station in a small city on a planet that lies 30,000 light years from the centre of the galaxy. That is not unusual. Even the shopping centre is a long bus ride away. I haven't lived in the centre of anything since I was 15, and that was so long ago now it appears to be immeasurable. I've used every astronomical method invented to try and trace my path to this place. I've used parallaxes and trigonometry. I've used spectroscopic analysis and parsecs. I've counted it out in gyro days, tins of beer, and lost opportunities. It seems that the light I had as a 15-year-old is so far away now and so dim that it has been absorbed into deep space. This, of course, is a common problem for any astronomer trying to determine a vast distance accurately.
I'm talking to you.
Food processor.
Good. I didn't think you were paying attention.
Blades of food processor, lid of food processor, bowl of food processor, spatula for food processor.
Did you see that customer who just came in? Is this what we've run out?
I can't see anyone from behind this fridge.
The bastard wanted a coronation chicken and salad sandwich for nothing. He made me make it and give it to him, and then he said he had no money. He brought his dog in too. It peed all over the leg of one of the tables, and I'll be damned if I'm cleaning it up. I'll be damned if I'm putting up with any of it for much longer.
I'll clean it up.
And there's vomit in the loo. Sort that out while you're at it. Come on, hurry up. Barry will be down in a minute.
The way I see it, the life is like a sink full of washing up. You have the important items, like the food processors and the posh wine glasses. Then you have what's left at the bottom when you pull the plug out.
If you don't put your finger out, I'll tell Barry you're slacking.
I can't work any faster.
He's got his class tonight.
What class?
His Buddhism class. He started it last week. Apparently they sit around meditating.
Who's working his shift?
No one. The stingy bastard won't pay for anyone else. I've got a coat by myself.
You won't be able to have a break.
You want a bit?
Marina?
Yes?
Can I ask you something?
Oh, don't tell me. You've got man trouble?
No, I didn't think so. I want to ask you about Barry. You know him better than I do.
What are you suggesting?
Nothing.
So I had dinner with him once. It doesn't mean anything.
I know.
He's a fat, balding old perv.
He's never flirted with me.
Oh, no one flirts with you.
I want to ask him for a pay rise.
You haven't got a chance.
But I only earn $2.75 an hour. You earn $3.50.
That's because you're just a washer-upper. I work behind the counter. I had to be trained for this job.
Is that Barry?
Nah. This is the sausage, beans and chips.
Who?
The skinny bloke. He's been coming here every night for the past 3.5 years. He never changes his order. I better go and serve him. What can I get you, sir?
Sausage, beans and chips, please.
This is not an unskilled job. It takes months to learn how to overcome the boredom. Some people never manage it. The monotony becomes a pain inside your chest, and each plate adds a little to it until it overtakes the pain in your back. Then there's nothing to do but cry or run away. I cried in the early days. I kept my face in a cloud of steam so no one would notice. But now, I've pushed through that barrier. These days, I feel nothing at all.
Get out of the microwave, Leanne. I've got to eat up some chips.
All right.
You know what I think?
What?
I think the only reason Barry started getting into this Zen crap is so he could get some new age girl into bed.
I don't know.
All that spiritual stuff. It's the right turn on for some women.
Is it?
Maybe he's having some sort of midlife crisis.
I wouldn't know.
You think you're above all this, don't you?
No.
You stand at the sink night after night and you hardly say a word to me.
Where are you going?
Perhaps the stop of the back. You've got me all stressed. I'm having an extra break.
But what about Mr. Sausage Beans and Chips?
Tell him he'll have to wait a few minutes.
I can't. I can't talk to the customers. I'm not allowed to come out from behind the fridge. What if Barry catches me?
I'm going for a smoke and that's the end of it. Give me a shout if you hear him coming down the stairs.
And what about the coronation chicken?
Like I said, these days I feel nothing at all. In the daytime when I go to bed, I dream about washing up liquids and disinfectants and plate after plate after plate. Sometimes on clear nights, I can look out through the window above my sink and see the stars. They remind me of a time when I knew more about other planets than I did about this one. I never wanted to be brought down to Earth. I've never liked it down here. It started with my dad and the shed he built at the bottom of the garden for his 12 and a half inch reflector.
The weather will clear up in a minute, and we'll get a good view of Saturn. What's it named after, Leanne?
God of Time.
Excellent. I'm giving a lecture about it next week for the Astronomical Society.
About the God of Time?
No, of course not. Lectures about Saturn's belts, zones, gaseous surface and satellites.
Like Titan?
Yes.
When the Cassini probe lands there, I'm sure they'll find life.
Sure they won't.
Oh, Dad, can't you just use your imagination for once?
Astronomy is not about imagination, it's about facts.
I know, but all the stories are good too.
There's nothing wrong with the Greek legends as long as you realise they have bugger all to do with modern day astronomy. As for all this life on other planets rubbish, I wish you wouldn't give it so much of your time. There's no discipline in that kind of thinking.
When's your lecture?
Thursday evening.
I can't go.
Why not?
It's Marie's party.
Do you want to go to Marie's party?
Not really, but I thought it might do me good.
Why?
I've decided to try and make some friends. I've worked out a strategy on how to do it. There are lots of kids from school going.
You've got friends.
I haven't. Everyone thinks I'm strange and I wear horrible clothes.
You've got me.
Most 14-year-olds have other friends than their dad.
Most 14-year-olds aren't in training to be famous cosmologists.
That's true.
Just imagine. Just imagine. One day, you could discover a new planet. Or a distant galaxy. And have it named after you.
The spiral galaxy of Leanne.
Immortalized in the sky until the end of time.
I like that idea.
Oh, I always wanted that. I always wanted to see myself in the stars.
It might happen yet, Dad.
Oh, I haven't got the time or the money not to do it properly. But you could. You could. Make it your life.
I could go into space. I could be the first woman on Mars.
That's right. That's a bit more important than trendy clothes and going to parties because you don't like.
I like Marie.
You told me she didn't even understand that the Earth's axis of rotation is inclined at 23.5 degrees to the perpendicular to the plane of the Earth's orbit around the Sun.
It doesn't mean I don't like her.
Look, I'll tell you what.
What?
I'll make a deal with you.
Go on.
You think about coming to my lecture. And I'll call an owl onto the roof.
You can do that?
Yeah.
What about Saturn? The weather's clearing.
Well, just this once, Saturn can wait.
Okay, it's a deal.
But turn the torch off. You have to be very quiet.
Okay.
Now, listen.
I can't hear anything.
He's getting closer.
It's gone. It's on the roof. Shh. It sounds big.
It's confused. It doesn't know where I've gone.
I think it's getting annoyed.
No, don't worry. It can't get in.
It's going to get angry.
It won't stay long. There, it's gone.
That was amazing. Have you shown Mum that trick?
No. She doesn't like to go out in the dark. It scares her.
She's crap.
Now, don't say that about your mother.
It's true. She moans about everything. She's always saying we can't afford to buy new equipment.
Well, she's got a point. It's her wages that pay for most of this.
Some things are important. You just said so.
Yeah, well, she doesn't see it like we do.
I'm going to come to your lecture, Dad.
Oh, good. In that case, let's fix up the camera and get the gyroscope and get to work while the skies are clear.
Saturn.
What is it?
I think it's beautiful. Damn. Marina!
What?
I can hear Barry coming down.
Hey, Marina!
I'm here!
Everything all right?
Yeah, I was just serving a customer.
I'm off to my class soon.
Barry the Buddhist. What's it feel like being a Buddhist?
It's like a sea of tranquility has been poured into my soul, Marina.
Mare Tranquillitatis.
What?
It's on the moon.
No, it's in each of us, Leanne.
No, it's in the northeast quadrant, quite near where Apollo 17 landed.
And what do you know about Buddhism?
Nothing.
If you don't know what you're talking about, you should just keep your mouth shut.
Sorry.
Have you met anyone nice at your class?
There's a lovely girl who practices rolfing.
What's that?
It's a deep form of massage that works on the muscles. I'm going round to her house to be rolfed next week.
What's her name?
You don't know her. She doesn't move in your circles.
You must be a bit of an expert on alternative therapy by now, Barry. Last week you were rebirthed. Next week you're getting rolfed. And this week you were shat on.
Shat who? Not shat on.
Oh, same difference in my book.
It's not about being an expert. It's about individual transformation. It's about taking responsibility for your own needs.
Of course.
Leanne, do my laundry while I'm out. I've left it upstairs next to the machine.
Okay.
I'm going away this weekend on a course called The Warrior Within. I'm camping in the woods with 12 blokes from my creative group workshop. We're going to discover what our needs are as men. You'll have to do a double shift, Marina.
I can't.
Why not?
I've got a date.
Who will you?
No one you know. He doesn't move in your circles.
I don't ask much for your wages. A little loyalty to the job, that's all.
He's black and he drives a Jag.
Sounds like a drug dealer.
Well, I bet he's a better shag than your stuck-up rolfer.
Is that jealousy I detect?
I have needs too.
Well, perhaps we could come to some kind of arrangement.
Double time for both shifts.
That's robbery.
If you want to embrace yourself, you have to embrace others first.
You got that the wrong way round.
Sorry, I'm not very good at pretending to be something I'm not.
If I didn't fancy you so much, I'd sack you for insolence.
I know.
Look, give us a kiss and I'll think about the money. Okay, £7 an hour for this weekend only.
My needs have just been met.
Barry.
What do you want?
I've been working here for 9 months now, and you did say when I started that after 6 months...
You want a pay rise
it's
too?
It's just my rent.
I don't enough. Believe this.
It's just, I only get $2.75 an
do you
hour.
You think I'm made of money?
No, it's just, it doesn't seem fair.
Look, don't argue with me. It's completely out of the question. Do you know how easy it is to hire washer-uppers? I could put a card in the window and I'd have someone else within the hour. You come in here looking depressed and a complete mess. It's an insult to the charity I've shown you. It's an insult to the wonderment of being born at all. Remember what the master Kodo Sawaki said. Ours is the exhaling of the entire universe. Ours is the inhaling of the entire universe. Thus we accomplish at every moment the great limitless work.
You should apologise to him.
Sorry.
I forgive you. Forgiveness is at the heart of Buddhism. Now get back to work.
The washer-upper turns on the taps. The washer-upper puts her head into a cloud of steam. The washer-upper will concentrate on one teaspoon at a time.
Look through the window, Ian.
The washer-upper hears her dead dad in bed.
Look at the sky, Leanne. The owls are flying from shed to shed tonight. Andromeda is shining up in the heavens.
The washer-upper thinks that Andromeda changed to a rock.
Look up. Do you see me?
The washer-upper looks up and sees the winged horse of Pegasus. She sees the beautiful twinkling star Neophak in Perseus. She sees Arija and Cepheus. Orion, with his arrow pointing at serpents. She sees Canis Minor and Major, Cetus and Pisces. She sees Greek legends and she thinks, I'm Persephone, and I've been taken down to the underworld by Hades. She thinks there is no one to rescue me, and the underworld is a sink of dirty water in an all-night cafe that sells sausages and chips and cheese till dawn.
It's time to get your telescope out again.
I broke it. I threw it at a wall the day after you died. Then I went out and failed all my exams. You said I'd go to the moon. I got as far as the job centre and then they sent me here.
There's a star for everyone, Leanne.
I'm a washer-upper.
You're an astronomer, a traveller through the cosmos.
I wash up all night and sleep all day in a bedsit.
Fix your telescope.
I can't.
Put yourself in the stars.
You're dead. Stop talking to me. I have work to do. The washer-upper gets home from work. The washer-upper puts her keys on the table, takes off her shoes and gets under the covers. The washer-upper closes her eyes. The washer-upper thinks about washing up. Shut up. Please, shut up. Please, please, shut up. No! Who is it?
Mr. Bottom Lancet!
Shit!
Oh, hello. Rent was due 11 days ago. I still haven't received anything.
No.
Were you in bed? I thought you had a job. There's a no DSS rule here. You told me you had a job.
I have. I work nights.
Nights? What kind of job is that?
Washing up.
You said in your contract you were a teacher.
Did I?
Yes.
How are you feeling?
Dreadful. I almost died last week. My doctor says my immune system is so low a cold could kill me. He doesn't give me much longer.
He said all that 6 months ago.
I keep telling him I can't die. I've got rents to collect.
My dad died of cancer.
My condolences. Now, let me in. I need to inspect the premises.
It was a long time ago. I was 15. Brain tumour. He went really quickly, not like you at all. Sorry, it's very tiny.
£295. I prefer cash.
I can give you 50.
What's this? What have you done to the carpet?
Nothing. It's a slug.
Slug? I don't allow pets.
They come in under the skirting boards. I can't stop them. Must be the damp. Basement's often damp.
My properties are never damp.
They circle the bed at night. I've tried everything. I've used pellets, but that just brought more of them in, and then they died everywhere, which was even worse. There were even dead ones on the draining board. They leave their trails all over the place. I can't get rid of them.
You must be leaving rubbish out for them. This has never happened before.
I haven't. I even sellotape the skirting boards to the carpet to stop them getting in.
You use sellotape on the paintwork? Haven't you read your contract? You'll never get your deposit back at this rate.
That's not fair. The electric cooker is broken, and you never put the shelves up you said you were going to when I moved in, and the door doesn't lock properly, and the fridge keeps leaking all over the floor.
Oh, that's ridiculous. This is a prime, sought-after top-of-the-range flatlet.
It's a bedsit.
It's a flatlet.
What's the difference?
There's a huge difference. A bedsit is one room.
This is one room.
It's not. It has a separate kitchen area.
It's not a kitchen. It's just an alcove with a little baby belling stuck in it on a stool.
Tell me, when you're lying on your bed, can you see the cooker?
Not properly.
Exactly. If you're lying on your bed and you can't see the cooker, then it makes it a separate kitchen area, which means it's not a bedsit but a flatlet. And that costs £50 a month extra. Now pay up and count yourself lucky.
The rent's going to be a bit late this month. I'm waiting for a pay rise.
This is not good enough, Leanne.
I'm sorry.
You have until the day after tomorrow. If I don't get my entire rent by then, I'll have to evict you. And don't say anything about notice, either. Sellotape on the paintwork breaks your contract, which means you have no legal rights left whatsoever.
All right.
I hope you're not counting on me dying to get out of this.
I'm not, honest.
I'll tidy this pit up. Get back for my money on Wednesday. Make sure you have it.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. The washer-upper wants to go back to sleep. The washer-upper remembers her dream. It was a nice dream. It wasn't about washing up. I am suspended in the sky, and I have remapped every star pattern in the known universe. The pole star is now my heart. It burns 6,000 times as brightly as the sun. The stars of Ursa Major cool my face, and Cassiopeia warms my feet. Planetary nebula and the Milky Way spread out behind me like a vast, sparkling security blanket. In the distance, I can hear a star exploding into a supernova. It is faint, and it doesn't trouble me. I turn over on my side, and I see life as it should be. A little house in a huge universe awaits in the constellation of Hercules. It is familiar, and yet I've never lived there. It's in an unknown dimension. I see a garden shed with an owl on the roof. Its eyes are the binary stars of Rutilicus. Variable Rathalgeti glitters like dew on my garden hedge, and I feel serene. I feel magnificent. I stare at every last ancient world. This is where I should be. Every moment is my own. I am no longer a washer-upper. I'm not a failure. I don't live in a basement or work in a kitchen. I've remapped the universe with justice in mind. All cancers have been removed. Planet Earth has been cut out of my system and thrown into the sun. I watch it burn up in the chromosphere and don't lift one finger to help it. Now I am cleansed. I found my way home at last. I am radiant and untouchable in the center of the universe. I am the celestial constellation of Leanne, and my heart is the axis on which the cosmos turns.
Where the hell have you been?
Back to go shopping.
Shopping? It is summer night.
I got a bus out to the mail. John Lewis stays open late.
Get your apron on and get behind that sink now.
Hey,
weirdo.
What?
Sally just made me majorette.
I wondered why I couldn't see Virgo tonight.
What?
She's the goddess of justice.
Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Barry said to tell you he's cutting your wages to £2.50 an hour because you're not working hard enough.
£2.50?
And he said you're on probation. One more slip and you're out.
I need this job.
And he said it's for your own good. He's teaching you to take responsibility for yourself and your actions, and he knows you won't be grateful now, but maybe one day when you realise the wisdom of Zen, you will.
My landlady's not going to die in time. I can't afford to pay her.
Then get a better job.
I can't.
You've got a bad attitude, see. Now, take me, for example. I'm no academic success story either, but the difference with me is I know how to play the game. I earned £210 last week, and that's because I can turn on the charm. You can make a lot more out of what you've got. Buy a low-cut top, put some makeup on. I don't know exactly who he likes what he's looking at.
Not like you.
True. You're odd. And when everyone speaks to you, you stare at the floor.
I don't stare at the floor all the time.
Right, I'm on a break now. Oh, Barry says you can't have one tonight because you were late.
Okay.
And Barry says make him a cup of tea. He wants Lapsang Souchong. He wants you to make it properly this time.
Properly?
Don't ask me.
Okay.
Marina, have we got a customer?
What time is it?
8:25.
Mr. Sausage, Beans and Chips.
What can I get you, sir?
Sausage and beans, please.
Anything else?
And chips.
I knew it. He always turns up when I'm on my break. I'll be in the stock room when you've made the tea.
What about the customer?
The skinny bit can wait. and finish the crossword.
What did you buy?
Graph paper. I'm going to catalogue everything. I'm using tonight to work out my star patterns exactly.
What star patterns?
My new constellations. I've remapped the sky.
What?
I keep one hand in the sink, and with the other I can judge sky distances. From the tip of my little finger to the tip of my thumb is 22 degrees.
You can't remap the sky.
Well, I have. And I've put myself in the centre of it, so you can just shut your mouth along with everyone else.
Leanne?
What?
Who are you talking to?
No one.
Are you feeling all right?
Yeah.
You know, if you ever need someone to confide in, you can come to me, don't you? I'm not saying that as your boss, although obviously my employee's mental health is very important to me. I'm saying that as your friend.
Thank you, Barry.
You're welcome.
Take the cook off stool and put stool on bed. Give it a chance. Open up the first four packs. Drink.
Okay.
And start at the beginning. The beginning of the universe. Polaris, my heart. In the centre of the ceiling. Don't fall off stool. Lots of work to do. A world to build. Have to get the distances right. A four pack of beer and a six pack of luminous silicon stars. The chart says near the light pole of the star code tab. That's my left shoulder. Means Dad will be above the fridge.
Above the fridge?
Life can be perfect 24 hours a day, as long as I keep the curtains closed.
This is stupid. What types of stars are you using?
It's not very scientific, but it's the best I can do.
What magnitudes?
Just big ones and little ones. I'll have to use my imagination.
What?
It's a kid's pack. Wait, it's all
how, how are you going to represent the beauty of stellar clusters with that?
They've got spaceships and crescent moons too.
Ridiculous.
That's what I said to the woman in John Lewis's.
And what'd she say?
Well, I said it under my breath.
What went wrong, Leanne? You used to be able to look people in the eye and tell them what you thought of them.
I don't remember that.
You had spark.
Stop it.
Why have you been so irritable?
I'm sick of this. I'm sick of all your pretending. Wasn't anything special. Everyone was ashamed to be seen with me, and you know it.
That's not true.
Mum was ashamed of me.
Rubbish.
She was ashamed of you too. She wanted you to get a job.
She was very proud of me.
Don't you remember what she used to say?
I was an astronomer. She knew that.
What she used to say to her friends while you were still in the room?
I was building up my confidence. I was about to approach the European Space Agency for a job.
She'd say I married a weak, lazy man.
She never said that.
She'd say it in front of you, and then she'd call me a misfit. You never stood up for me. You never even stood up for yourself.
I taught you everything you know. I spent hours teaching you how to look at the sky. And what are you doing now? Bastardizing the constellations. You have no respect anymore.
You always avoided everything. You let her walk all over us. And then you died and left me to cope with her all by myself.
Your mother loved me very much.
You made me into an astronomer so you could feel better about yourself.
I wanted you to have a planet named after you.
Planet Weirdo.
Oh, rubbish.
I worshipped you. I never had any friends. I never had a life that you weren't part of. I spent all my spare time studying stars and star maps because you wanted me to. How could you die on me?
I didn't want to die.
At the funeral, the vicar got it wrong and said you were an amateur astrologer.
Mm.
No one even noticed.
I know.
And he called you David instead of Dave. No one ever called you David.
You should have given the speech. Why didn't you give the speech?
I couldn't.
52 years on the planet. Only 7 people turn up at the funeral and one of them didn't know my name.
When we got home, I wrote down everything I could remember about you. Your clothes, your habits, what you said in the mornings, what you said in the evenings, what your laugh sounded like, the shape of your fingers. How you frowned when you looked under the bonnet of the car. Even how you talked to the dog. Mum threw out all your things. All your notebooks and maps and drawings. She took your shed to pieces and took it to the skip. Anything that reminded her of astronomy, she got rid of. A week after the funeral, we stopped talking about you altogether.
In the vastness of the universe, I suppose, my life didn't add up to much.
The vastness of the universe? What does that teach us, Dad? It teaches us we mean nothing. You told me yourself, in 1,000,000,000 years, the sun will turn into a red giant. It's all going to end eventually.
1,000,000,000 years away.
Time means nothing. You've been gone 11 years, and I'm still having conversations with you in my head.
It's easier to deal with life if you think scientifically.
Andromeda has been chained to her rock since ancient times, but we know Perseus is on his way.
Andromeda is just a story, Leanne. It's not scientific.
I hate my life.
Then change it.
I can't.
You can.
Shut up, Dad. When did you ever change anything? You spent every evening in the shed.
I was working.
You were running away. You spent more time copying out star numbers than really looking at the sky.
I was being disciplined. You couldn't keep yourself in check. That was your problem. I did what I could with you, but you never stopped daydreaming.
I'm not like you.
You're not trying.
I don't want to be like you. I want to be happy. Go away. Hello.
Rent was due 12 days ago. I haven't received anything.
It's not Wednesday yet. You said Wednesday.
I've advertised your room.
You can't do that.
You've broken your contract. I can do what I like.
How are you feeling?
Terrible. My hair keeps coming out in the shower, but I'm not dead yet.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Huh?
I mean, about your hair coming out in the shower.
I'm showing a student out this evening, so tidy up.
Right.
Goodbye.
Bye. The washer-upper is in retrograde motion. She's heading for extinction. She wants to transfer orbit.
Leanne? Leanne?
What?
You haven't brought the bins in.
Haven't I?
What have you been doing? There's a huge stack of washing up you haven't even started on.
I've been looking out the window.
You look terrible. You haven't even brushed your hair. Tie it back, for God's sake. It's unhygienic.
I didn't get much sleep today.
I don't want any excuses. You've been getting progressively slacker since you started it.
I was drinking all day.
What?
I had a four-pack to begin with, but then I finished that and I still couldn't sleep and I was feeling worried. My landlady isn't dead yet.
You came into work drunk.
I didn't plan it, sir.
What did you call me?
Sir.
Are you taking a piss?
That's how I think of you. The boss... Sir, the one I'm afraid of.
There's nothing frightening about me. I'm a Buddhist.
I need to find some money.
A pay rise won't do you any good at all. You've got an alcohol problem.
It's only a hangover.
Why don't we get together for an evening and talk through what the root cause of your alcoholism is? I'm a good listener.
I don't think I'm an alcoholic.
You could come upstairs and meditate with me after your shift. I bet your back hurts doing this job. I could give you a massage.
I'm going to get addicted.
You could crash at mine for a couple of nights.
You've only got a one-bedroom flat.
It's a big bed. I'm sure we could be adult about it.
I don't want to talk to you anymore.
But it's that or the sack, Leanne. I may be a Buddhist, but I'm not a charity. Are you listening to me?
The stars are bright tonight.
Barry!
What is it?
We've got a customer.
Can't you deal with it? I'm busy.
Is he doing what?
I'm talking to Leanne. She's depressed.
So?
What's the customer want?
Sausage, beans and chips. I'll deal with Leanne.
I can deal with her. You serve the customer.
She's not interested in you, Barry. She's staring out the window.
Serve the customer.
I don't want to serve the customer.
Little girls in Orion. Now, there's a beautiful star. Did you know that it has a greater diameter than the Earth's orbit? Some people say that the pyramids were built to mirror the three stars in Orion's belt. Mintaka, Al-Nilam and Al-Nitak. That was 2,500 years ago. Some people say that there was an ancient civilization over 10,000 years ago that understood the movements of the stars as well as we do now.
Serve the man and go away.
What are you shouting at me? She's just staring out the window. That's all she's done since she's arrived.
I've never seen anything like it before in my life.
She's upset. She needs a soldier to cry on.
There's a new star in Perseus.
I'm fed up with serving sausage, beans and chips. I'm fed up with serving all-day breakfasts and bacon sandwiches. The only people we get in here are complete freaks.
Keep your voice down.
Why are you so interested in her all of a sudden? You always told me you thought she was backward.
I'm interested in her welfare. That's all.
Crap. I know your game. You'll get her pissed upstairs until she spills her heart out, and then you'll start talking about your aromatherapy oils. I've been there, remember?
You weren't complaining at the time.
Where's it come from?
Excuse me? Will you serve that customer?
I'm not serving him. He's skinny.
I'm the boss. You do as I say.
There must be something wrong with my eyes. This is scientifically impossible.
I want a pay rise now, or I'm walking out on you.
Marina!
I mean,
it's getting brighter.
Oh, is anyone in there?
You can have £4 an hour permanently if you come upstairs after your shift.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Take it or leave it.
Excuse me, I'll order some food.
Okay, I'll take it, but on one condition. You get rid of Leanne. She's weird.
Maybe I'm the only one that can see it. Marina, can you see that star?
See what I mean?
Done. I'll meet you in my bedroom after you've locked up.
Hello?
Who are you?
You're not allowed back here.
Well, no one was listening to me. To be honest, I'm fed up with waiting. You always make me wait.
Sausage, beans and chips, wasn't it, sir?
No.
What do you mean, no? You always have sausage, beans and chips.
I want to change my order.
What?
You've been coming in here for 3.5 years. You've never changed your order.
Now I want to.
Why?
I don't know. It's been building up on me for a while. I think tonight's the night.
Yes.
Well, for God's sake, man, what do you want?
Lasagna.
Lasagna? Fine, it's coming up. Marina!
We've run out of clean plates.
What?
She hasn't done anything since she's arrived. They're all stacked up in the sink still.
Yeah.
Tonight's the night. I've got to get a better look at that star.
What are you doing?
If I climb on the training board, I can stick my head out of the window.
Get down!
Be careful!
What have you done?
Sorry.
You clumsy bitch!
You're sacked.
There's a new star in Perseus. Tonight is the night when Andromeda gets rescued.
Get off my premises right now and don't think you'll get a penny from me for this week's work.
But...
Get out! I'm sorry, sir. The lasagna might be a while, yes?
You didn't need to sack her. It was obviously an accident.
And who the hell are you?
Don't get aggressive. I'm just saying. From where I was standing, it was obviously an accident.
How dare you call me aggressive?
You lanky dick.
Get out of my cafe before I smash your face in.
Okay. Excuse me. I don't know your name. I was in the cafe when you ran out. I followed you. I hope that's all right. I just wanted to say that that bloke's a nasty piece of work. You're better off out of there. It's a shit job washing up. I should do it. Had you been there long? Maybe I should go. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to intrude. I just felt a bit responsible. I shouldn't have changed my order like that. I don't know what came over me. Can I get you a taxi?
That's me. I'm lying on my side. The pole star is my heart, and the stars of Cassiopeia make up my feet.
What?
The pole star.
The pole star? Where's that?
That one up there.
Oh, right. That's the one that all the other stars move around, isn't it?
The Norse people used to believe that there was a huge spike through the pole star around which the universe revolved.
How far away is it?
680 light years.
That's a long way.
Yeah.
And it's where your heart is?
Over there is my house. See those bright stars on the horizon? That's the shed.
I don't understand.
I love that shed. I papered the walls with maps of the planets.
You're an astronomer?
That's my dad. You can see his face in Cepheus.
Where?
Just above the flyover. The Milky Way is in his hair.
It's a lovely sky.
I've remapped it.
Is that why you climbed onto the sink? To look at the constellations?
There's a new star in Perseus. Look.
It's beautiful.
Yes.
What's your name?
Leanne.
That originates from the name Juliana. Very common in the Middle Ages. The feminine form of Julian, which means connected with the family of Julius. Julius comes from the same root that gives the Latin word for God. So you could argue that your name means God. then again, in Roman times, the word Julius meant the first wisps of beard on an adolescent boy's face. It's not such an attractive thing to be named after.
How do you know that?
I'm an etymologist.
A what?
I study the origin and development of words.
That's interesting.
Do you think so?
Yes.
Really? Most people find it really boring. It was my mum who started me off. She could speak 15 dead languages. She always wanted me to compile the definitive English dictionary and become famous.
What happened?
I ended up working at a petrol station.
I was supposed to go to the moon.
Moon, yeah. From the old English, Mona. The Latin word for it, of course, being Luna. The name given to the Roman goddess of the moon. The Greek equivalent being Selene.
She's in the Greek legends.
Yeah, she is.
What's your name?
Michael. In the Bible, I was the leader of the angels. You all right?
I'm cold.
Can I call you a taxi?
No.
Don't you want to go home?
I want to look at the stars.
Here, put my anorak on.
It's unusual to be able to see the Milky Way in the middle of the city.
Shall we walk for a bit?
Okay.
My shift doesn't start at the Esso shop till 7. Don't really want to go home.
Why not?
I live in a bedsit. It's horrible.
You arrived at the cafe at the same moment that new star did in Perseus.
I wasn't much of a Greek hero, was I? Got you fired.
It was going to happen. Like you said, it's been building up for a while. It was in the stars.
Do you think so?
Yeah. It's nice here.
It's good to get away from the traffic. Shall we sit down?
Okay. I like the docks. It doesn't feel like the middle of a city. And when it's still, you can see the sky reflected in the water.
There's too much of a breeze tonight.
Yeah, winter's coming.
How long have we got till it gets light?
About 2.5 hours.
You can tell me about the stars.
You want me to?
Yeah. What's that bright one up there called?
That's Aldebaran. It's the brightest star in Taurus. It's a red giant.
Oh, it's amazing. Very interesting word, too.
Aldebaran?
Yeah, I think it comes from Arabic, the medieval Latin. Aldebaran, the follower. What's that group of stars near it?
That's the star cluster Hyades. It's from Greek legend.
The seven nymphs, daughters of Atlas, whom Zeus placed among the stars after death. I like that story.
See that planet over there? That's Saturn.
Saturn? The god of time?
That's right.
It's incredible. Yeah?
What?
How far are we from the centre of the galaxy?
30,000 light years.
And how far are we from the centre of the universe?
The universe? I don't know. It's infinite. The universe goes on forever.
In Starry Eyes by Lucy Catherine, Leanne was played by Robin Weaver, with Harry Myers, Tully Gaunt, Ben Crowe, Barry Foster and Tessa Worsley. The director was Jeremy Mortimer.